Har Yarmukim Ikulun, Tver is the smallest, lowest place of them all. That's where Sanhedrin listed, the last place. Shenema v'shiflas me'eret tadabri. We have Lezalina Sheish Golis. No, the Sanhedrin only traveled 6 Golis. Shenema ki asach yeshvimorim. Kirin is gov yeshvilen yeshvilenu aderet yegienu adofer. Only 6 times did it go into Golis. And Amu Rav Yechanan, umishom asidim ligoyel. From there the Gula will come take place. Shenema hisnari me'ofra kumi shvi. From the lowest place, that's where the Gula will come from. Yeah. So according to Reb Lezer, there was only 6 places that the Sanhedrin had to go to, went into Golis. Yeah. Mishnah says right there, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Korcho, V'yoyd zoy siskin Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai, Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai made another takona, that Shafilu Rosh Bezdin, V'chol Mokom, Shlo Yehei Yehidim Holchem Elo Lomokom Avad. That means even though the Rosh Bezdin went away, he's not the Mokom the Sanhedrin right now, and Edom come on the new month to say we saw the Levana last night, the Edom do not have to travel after the Rosh Bezdin, but rather the Edom just go to the Mokom Havad, to where the Sanhedrin is supposed to be. And the rest of the Sanhedrin there, they could pass it and say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Even though, like Rashi said, we had in the Mishnah before that said that Rosh Bezdin Eimim Mekudesh, even though the Rosh Bezdin, he's the one that's supposed to accept the Edom, and he announces Mekudesh HaChodesh, and we learn now from Sukkim there, that's only if the Rosh Bezdin is at Bezdin right now. But when the Rosh Bezdin went away, went out of town, the Edom does not have to go follow the Rosh Bezdin, rather the Edom just goes to the Bezdin that's there right now, and the rest of the Bezdin, the next in charge, he says, Mekudesh HaKadosh. Gemara says, a Maisa now, he is a son, there was a lady, the Azam Nuhu Ladina Kaima de Amema, Benadoi. Amema was the Dayan, and he like summoned this lady to come in front of him for Psak Din. She owed somebody money. She didn't pay up yet. So he summoned her to come to Din, and he was a dying in Nadoi. Now, Ozal Anema la Mechuza. Anema moved and went away for a while to Mechuza. Now, Ozla Basre, this lady did not follow Anema to go to Mechuza after him. She didn't want to go. So Anema was Kosab Sicha Alayu. Anema sent like a summons back to her to put her into Nidui. So now, since she didn't follow me, she didn't follow the dying to Mechuza, the way she was supposed to, we're putting her into Nidu now. So Amalei Rav Ashi L'Ameimah. So Rav Ashi said to Ameimah, did you do the right thing? I've Nan Tanana. Now Mishnah says that Afilu Rosh Bezdin B'chol Mokom, even if the Rosh Bezdin goes out of town, goes away, Shlo Yehehu Edom Holchem Elo L'Mokom Avad, the Edom that wants to make the Kiddush HaKadosh now does not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin to wherever he goes, but rather the Edom just come to the Bezdin, and whoever's there in Bezdin right now, they say Mekudesh HaKadosh. So you see, if the Rosh Bezdin goes away to another place, the Baal Dover does not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin. So how can here a Meimah get angry at this lady that since she did not follow him to Mechuzah, since with the Rosh Bezdin goes away, the people do not have to follow him? So a Malaya Meimah answered back like this, Hani Mili, when do we say the din of our Mishnah Linyan Edith HaKadosh? That's only the gate Adrian that I come in to say they saw the new moon last night. And the Savara there is the Incain. Because if we're going to tell them they have to follow the Rosh Bezdin wherever he is, Nim says, Machshidim Rosh Lovoy, or come out, it'll be very hard on the agent to have to travel to follow the Rosh Bezdin, and they won't want to come anymore to say, Adis, they saw the new moon last night. So to make it easy on the agent, that the agent should want to come again to say, Adis, they saw the new moon, we make it easy for them that they not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, but rather just go to the Bezdin, whoever's there. Abul Hocha Mashenkin over here, this lady. Since this lady borrowed money, and she did not pay back yet, by a leiva, the Pasuk says, Eved leiva lishmalva, that the leiva, the one that borrowed the money, he's like an Eved, he has to work to make sure to give the money back to the malva. So therefore, here it's a time upon the Yitzhak, how come she did not follow a Meimah to Mechuzah? Therefore, a Meimah, I put her into Nidui. Tana Rabbana, we learned like this in the Braisa, Ein kahanim rishoyim lalais tasandaleim leduchim, vizu achas miteisha takonas yeskin avichin amedrakai. This is one of the 9 takonis that Reb Yechanan Mezakeh made, is that when a kohen goes to Duchin, he should take off his shoes, like we do now. When a kohen goes up to Duchin, he takes off his shoes first. And the Gemara in Sefer explains why, because we're afraid that maybe if they wear the shoes, Prince their shoelace will untie, and one kohen will be busy fixing up his shoes, tying his shoes, while the other kohanim are Duchinin. And people will say about this one kohen that got stuck, he's a Ben Gerush, he's a Poslah kohen, that's why he's not Duchinin. So in order that a kohen should not get stuck fixing his shoes, the takana was all the kohanim have to take off their shoes before they go to Duchen. Now we're going to explain what are these 9 takonis that Rabbi Yochanan Medzakeh made. Shis tahai pirka. There are 6 takonis we have in this perek right now. The chod of the pirka kama, and one we have in the first, and one we have in the first perek. So Rashi says shis tahai pirka means chod ahai. One of this that you have to take off your shoes. The chamish to matnisin. 5 we had in the Mishnayim before. Hiskin she had taken that they should blow the shofar in Yavne after the Churban Abayis on Shabbos. V'shei lulav nitol shiva, and after the Churban we take the lulav all 7 days. V'shei yom hanef kulu yosar, and the whole 16th day of Nisan is also tichodesh. V'shei mekablan kol hayom, and after the Churban Abayis now we do accept the Edom when they come on the 30th day of Elul. To say today is Rosh Hashanah, we accept them even though they come late in the day. V'shloi yei Edom holchem elul l'makam avad. And it's next takoni of our Mishnah, the Edom did not have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, but rather just go to the makam avad. This is 6 in our parak right now. The chod of the pirka kamara, she says, shloye mechalo nelo la nisa matishu bevad. That even though Midiraisa, the Edom have right to be mechalo Shabbos, to go to Bezin to say they saw the new moon all the months of the year, and the Edom was like a mea takona, they should only be mechalo Shabbos only in 2 months. Only on Elul on Tishrei. Since so far we have 6 takonas. Now the Yiduch, what are the next 2? Yiduch, another one was the Tani. Ger shenev gaya bezmanazir. If a guy becomes a Jew bezman azir, he should not sarach shiyafrish roiva lekinoi. He has to set aside a roiva, a quarter of a shekel, to buy his korban olah that he'll have to bring when we have the Beis Hamikdash. Like Rashi brings down that when they, just like for the others, when they were mizgayer, the Moshe Rabbeinu made them make a tefillah and made them have milah and brought the korban. Who adin when a ger is mizgayer also, he has to have milah, tefillah, that we do bezman azir, and also mitzvah shem when the beer is Beis Hamikdash, he has to bring a korban. So in order to make sure he doesn't have the money, he should set aside right now money for the korban. Amr Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Shimon ben Elazar says no, that kvar nimnu oleh Rav Yochanan ubitlo. Rav Yochanan went against the takon and said no, nothing doing. A ger now should not set aside money. Nifnei hatakola. Because we're afraid if he sets aside money now that's Hegdish, maybe throughout the years he'll come to have enjoyment from the money. And since the money is Hegdish, it's also to have enjoyment from the money. So in order not to be over in Yisrael Milam, the takona is not to make the money Hegdish now. So this is the 8th takona. Vidach, what's the last, what's the 9th takona of Yechon and Mitzakai? Look to the Rav Papa of Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. It's a machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Papa and Rav Papa says like this. The halacha is, the Mishnah says, Kerem Revai. What's the halacha about Kerem? Not the Mishnah, but the halacha of Kerem Revai. That means the 4th year when you have your grapes growing. In other words, the first 3 years that the grapes grow, it's orla, it's also teated. The 4th year, the halacha is called Kerem Revai, that there's a mitzvah to take the Torah needed in Yerushalayim. However, if you live outside Yerushalayim, midiraisa, you're allowed to be paid there the money, that the fruits onto money. In other words, take money and say the Kedusha should go off the fruits onto the money. So the fruit you're allowed to eat wherever you are, and the money you have to bring up to your shrine to buy fruits there. So, that's what the prophet says. The prophet says, his takono had to do with Kerem Revai. We'll soon see. We have Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, Loshen Shel Zoharis. It's about the wool, the red wool, a piece of wool that they use on Yom Kippur with the Soil Azoza. We'll soon see. Now, Rav Papa Amar Kerem Revai. The prophet says, his takono was Magei Taloch of Kerem Revai. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah like this. Kerem Revai, Hoya Oilali Rishlayim, Mahalach Yoim Lachol Tzad. That is a din the Rabbonin, that even though Midiraisa, if you're outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid to your Kerem Revai and eat it outside Yerushalayim. The Rabbonin made a takonis that if you only live 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be paid to the grapes, but rather you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Lachol Tzad, any tzad of Yerushalayim. The Zui Tchuma, this is the boundary of 1 day's journey. Eilas mina tzvas, the akrof mina dorim, lud mina mariv, the yadim mina mizrach. Now the yoma ula v'teima rabba bar ula, omer rab yechanan, matam, what's the reason of this din de rabbonin, that the fruits outside Yerushalayim, 1 day's journey, has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and you're not going to be paid to them? The reason is, kadeh la'ateh shuki Yerushalayim b'peiris. We want that bezman, that Beis Hamikdash was kayim, we want Yerushalayim to look nice, and there should be a lot of fruits on the shuki, on the streets of Yerushalayim, on the marketplaces. So we want all the fruits, that's 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim, that's Kerem Revai, to be brought to Yerushalayim, but Davka, not to be paid to it. Now, the Tanya learned like this, the Maisa was, Kerem Revai, Hoyolel Rebbe Lezer, B'Mizrach, Lud B'Tzad Kfar Tovi. That Rebbe Lezer had his Kerem Revai, which was 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim, in the 1 day's journey outside Yerushalayim. So the locker is now, he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim. and it was very hard for him to go to Yerushalayim. So therefore, Bikash Reb Lezer l'hafkir l'aniyim. He wanted to be mafkir his grapes to the aniyim. In other words, you're not allowed to be poydir with now outside Yerushalayim this one day's journey. So the fruits itself have to be taken to Yerushalayim. And it was very hard for him to bring it there. So he wanted to be mafkir, make his parents hefker, that the aniyim should take it, and the aniyim will bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's what Reb Lezer wanted to do, like it says in the Mishnah. Is Omer Loi Tamidov, Reb Lezer Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, Kva Nimnu Chavrech Olof, Yishno Yechava, your friend, made Gzera, Vetiru, and he was Matev his Dindir Abonin. Man Chavrech, and who is Yechav, who is your friend? Reb Yechana Metzakai. This was a Takon Reb Yechana Metzakai made, that after the Churban Abayis, now since Yerushalayim doesn't look nice anyway, there's no Indian now to bring the Paris up to Yerushalayim. So he was Mavato, that's in the Rabbanon, Reb Yochanan Metzakeh, and said, now, Bezman is there, after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to keep your fruits and eat them outside Yerushalayim, and you just have to be paid to them. So this Takona is Reb Yochanan Metzakeh Takona. That's what Rav Papa learned, that was the ninth Takona from Reb Yochanan Metzakeh. We have not from Reb Yitzchok Goma know that Takona had to do with Loshen Shel Zoris, with the red and wool that was used on Yom Kippur. The Tanya would look like this. At the beginning, on Yom Kippur, used to tie the string of red wool on the door of the ulam outside. Now, when the person took the lazozo outside to the midbrin, then we say Hilbin. If a kodesh broch was meichel klal Yisrael, the red wool turned white. It's all yosmech, and everybody was very happy. Loi Hilbin. Let's say the red wool did not turn white. Hoyu atzovim. Everybody was sad. And the Rabbanim didn't like it that people were said on Yom Kippur. Therefore, Yiskinu the Meir Takon at that time, she yukayshrin oysa yapet ulam yivifnim. It should not be hanging outside on the door, but rather inside on the door, so the people can't see it. Tumor says, no, vadayin hoya metzitzin v'royin. People still used to peek inside and see. Hilbin, if the red wool turned white, hoya smich, everybody was happy. Loi Hilbin, if it did not turn white, hoya watzov, everybody was sad. So the Rabbanan didn't like the people who stayed on Yom Kippur. He says, Kinu shi yukashu noisei, chetir b'selom, v'chetir ben kanov, shel say him ashtolich. The last takona Reb Yochanan Metzakeh made was that the person that's taken the azazel out to the midbar, he should take this red wool with him, and right before he pushes off the azazel, he ties half of the wool onto the horn of the soil azazel, and half of it he ties onto a cellar, onto the stone. And when he throws it off, then only that person, he's the only one to know if it turned white or not. So this was what the Takana of Yechon Mitzvah made. So to Machlekes Rav Pop and Rav Nachman, what the Takana was. So now the Gemara explains why one does not hold like the other one. Master Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. My time of Yom Kippur Papa. Why don't you agree that that was the Takana of Yechon Mitzvah by Allah is a Kerem Levi? Omolach, so Rav Nachman says like this. Yisak Adaitach. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, if you want to say the one that was matir, that this man is there after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat the Paris Ravai outside Yerushalayim, the one day's journey. What Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai is Chaver of Rabbi Lezim Yehevei? Was Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai his Chaver, his friend? Rabbi Yehevei? Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was Rabbi Lezim's Rebbe? Zakkai, the Talmud said that your Chaver was matirit. If it meant Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, he should have said your Rebbe was matirit. Vidok, you know what your Papa holds? Kivan the Talmud in Hevei. Since we're talking about Reb Lezer's Talmud that's talking to his Rebbe, Lavur Cha'ayu L'Neim Rulei L'Rabbe Rabbach. It's not so nice that the Talmud should say to his Rebbe, Reb Lezer, you should know your Rebbe said like that. So when the Talmud talks to his own Rebbe, he says to his own Rebbe like your Chaver. So really was Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai. And really Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai was Reb Lezer's Rebbe. But the Talmud of Reb Lezer didn't want to say the Rebbe to Reb Lezer, therefore just called him a Chaver. But really, it was Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai is the one that was not the Karen Levi, the Zman Hazem. I mean, after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat it, allowed to be paid to it outside Yerushalayim, even though it's only one day's journey outside. Now, if we have Papa, my family, I'm a Krav Nachman, Reb Yitzchok. Why doesn't Reb Papa say that it had to do with the Loshens of Zoharis? Or Malach, Reb Papa says like this. Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai, if you want to say Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai, the major says Takona, that the red wool should be brought all the way to the midbar onto the Azazel for the Gemara. Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai, he had the Loshen Shel Zoharis. Was your question of the red wool turning white during the years when Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai was old enough to make the takonis? For your tiny, we learned like this. Kol Shenoiso Shel Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai Meyav Yeshem Shana. The whole life of Reb Yechanan ben Zakkai, he lived 120 years. Now Mem Shana also the Farmaktia. The first 40 years he did business. He was a businessman. At that time he didn't pass in Shilas yet. He didn't make takonis. Mem Shana Lomet. Then from 40 to 80 he learned. Also at that time he did not pass in Shilas and make takonis. Mem Shana Limut. For his last 40 years, from 80 to 120, that's when he passed in and made takonis for the rabbi. Now, the time he learned like this. Mem Shana Kodim Shnechav Habayis. The last 40 years before the Churban Habayis, the chlal, the red wool, never turned white. Helam Adam, it always stayed red. Well, tonight we learned like this, that Mishachor of Habayis, Hiskin of Yechon HaMetzakai, that after the Churban Habayis, that's when the Yechon HaMetzakai made his takonis. So you see, Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai lived till after the Beis Hamikdash. So it comes out that the last 40 years, which was the last 40 years of the Beis Hamikdash, which was when Yechon HaMetzakai was able to make takonis, there wasn't a red wool anywhere that turned white. So those years of Yechon HaMetzakai wouldn't have made the takonah anyway. So the kids, so the ones that made the takonah had to be before the last 40 years of the Beis Hamikdash, which would have been when the Yechon HaMetzakai, before he was 80 years old, before he was making takonahs. So at that time it would not be of Yechon HaMetzakai to make the takonah. So the kashan on Rav Nachman, neither Rav Nachman answers like this. True. The middle 40 years, from 40 to 80, when he used to learn, is Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbi Hevi. He was talking Talmud, he was sitting and learning Torah. At that time, he didn't paskin yet. He didn't really make exeris at that time. But the Maestro was like this. The Oman Milso, the Yastarba Taime. Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai at that time said something that it made a lot of sense. The Kovo Rabbi Bishmei, and Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai's Rebbe at that time, he was the one that made the Takona. But it made the Takona in the name of Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai. So it's okay to say that his last Takona, in other words, before 40 years before the Churban Habayis, let's say 45 years before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. At that time, the red wool was still turning white. So Rabbi Yechon HaMetzakai told his Rebbe at that time, it's a good takana to make it now, not to let them put it in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather let them take the wool out in the Midbar. And the Rebbe liked his eitz and listened to him. So really, like Rashi says, the Kvod Hashemei, Limnei Simshat Takonis, Lachi Tonit Teisha Takonis. Since the Rebbe did it because of Rabbi Yechon